That's all from information this week. Now to more stories, including the Helsdon Carnival and the future of a Methodist church. But first, an exciting future is in prospect for Lotus Cars.
Workers at Norfolk carmaker Lotus have been hailed for the pivotal role they have played in helping to turn around the business. Company boss Jean-Marc Gales said the firm, based at Hethel, near Norwich, was back on track and gearing up to be profitable after an extraordinary turnaround, which is set to secure the long-term future of the business in Norfolk. He said the business, which this year will celebrate 50 years of manufacturing at Hethel, was on course to overturn losses of up to £168 million 3 years ago to become cash flow positive. And the car-making business was now focused on turning a profit in the next financial year, the first time it has ever done so in its 68-year history. And he paid tribute to the hard work of staff in Norfolk for helping to turn the business around, as well as the support of the firm's Malaysian owners, DRBHICOM, for its continued backing of the car maker.
Activists have spoken of their outrage after their convoy was blocked from crossing the channel to deliver aid packages to migrants in the Calais jungle camp. The group left Norwich and joined up with other campaigners from across the country in London. But when the 250-vehicle convoy reached the ferry terminal at Dover, they found their route blocked by British police following a decision by the authorities in France to refuse them entry. Officials there say the security demands of policing the European Championships and the ongoing Islamist terrorist threat facing the country have placed a great strain on their resources.
Norfolk Police has announced it is to name a staff award in honour of tragic student Hannah Witheridge. The force is to introduce the citation as part of its annual Norfolk Safer Community Awards. The Hannah Witheridge Special Recognition Award will recognise the work played by family liaison officers in helping relatives of victims through traumatic times. The 23-year-old from Hemsby and David Miller, 24, from Jersey, were murdered while on a backpacking holiday on the Thai island of Koh Tao in September 2014. The award is one of three new categories introduced this year, alongside the Police Cadet of the Year Award and the Outstanding Leadership Award.
Residents have hit out at plans to convert a Methodist church into a block of 20 flats. Wyndham-based The Interesting Building Company wants to convert the now unused St Peter's Methodist Church off Park Lane and the associated Church Hall and Boys Brigade building into homes. But neighbours are objecting over fears that their properties will get less sunlight and daylight and there will be parking problems and overlooking. More than 80 objections have been made to Norwich City Council, whose councillors will make a decision on the application. In the application, the developers say the plans provide a density consistent with the area and aim to build high-quality residential units. The Evening News has not been able to obtain a comment from the developers.
And doctors at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNN, who specialise in medical care for babies, have become the first in the world to publish research on the thermal safety of scanning newborns. The work was carried out because the NNN was among hospital trusts taking part in a study called MARBLE, which investigated the benefits of using more detailed MRI scans on babies. As part of this, the NNN doctors set out to demonstrate that using a stronger magnetic field during MRI scans did not lead to dangerous overheating inside the baby. The team used thermal safety research to record the core body temperature of all babies undergoing a 3T MRI brain scan. The scan provides more detailed images of any areas of damage. The results of the thermal safety research show that no babies have any overheating during their scans, meaning that it is safe to give 3T MRI brain scans to newborn babies. The team's findings have been published in the Journal of Paediatrics.
Residents of Helsden have refused to be robbed of their annual celebration as their summer carnival looks set to be revived next year. In February, it was announced the Helsden Carnival, one of the biggest dates in the local calendar, was being cancelled following a disagreement between the organisers and the parish council. But now the event's organiser, Wayne Bartle, has stepped in to save the event and promises to build strong foundations of the community festivities for 2017. He has enlisted the help of former Carnival Committee Chairman Des Jones-Blackett and says talks are in the early stages with sponsors and the Parish Council.
A charity which is looking after the peregrine falcons removed from Norwich Cathedral is appealing for help in getting new equipment to help its care of two young birds. The Hawk and Owl Trust needs to raise around £650 for a polytunnel and netting in which it can keep fledgling falcons YY and 41. The two birds were taken into care after another peregrine falcon settled in the nest at the top of the cathedral tower and started killing the chicks. YY and 41 have undergone veterinary checks outside Norfolk but will return to the county. Nigel Middleton of the Trust said, "We are requesting donations or a load of a polytunnel frame which can be clad with netting," he said. "It's required to be a large enough structure to allow them to fly and build up their muscles. This will only be a temporary measure to allow the peregrines to get used to their surroundings prior to their release. The birds are expected to stay in the aviary for between 10 to 15 days. The charity has already received about £100 in donations. To donate to the charity's appeal, go to the Hawk and Owl Trust website."
Our second feature, written by David Hannant, finds the quietest A road in the region, and Sarah tells us where it is.